from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And each one, truly, you can make a case, can find themselves in this expanded college football playoff. And I normally, you guys know, cannot stand like the polls that come out for college basketball or college football. Like, I truly can't stand them, because especially in college football, they don't mean anything because we have the college football playoff rankings anyway.
There's an actual system in place that does the ranking.
I'll admit,
they're not way off.
I'll admit, I got a little excited, although the link literally now is not working. A little excited when I saw the coaches poll came out for the season, and all three local schools are in the top 25 to start the year.
That's what excites me. The idea that everybody is in the grouping together, that all three locals are in the same boat, because it does speak to the quality that we're going to get this year. I think it is a 100% chance that one of the three locals is in the college football playoff.
Yes.
And I think it's at least a 50-50 shot that two make it.
Well,
because I could see a way where KU or K-State are the winners of the Big 12.
Yeah.
And I think Missouri, because of the SEC vibes and the talent they have on their roster, just as long as they don't blow it.
No, they have the best chance.
They got a history of blowing it, but like, just as long as they don't blow it, they'll be in the college football playoff.
Missouri has the best chance of any of the three locals to actually get into the college football playoff. By the way, in the poll, if you're wondering, Missouri 11, K-State 17, KU 24. That's the preseason coaches poll. Number one, no surprise, Georgia. Number two, Ohio State. Number three, Oregon. Number four,
Alabama.
Number four, Texas. Number five, Alabama.
Same five schools.
Nine SEC schools, five Big 12.
Uh-huh.
Right. No, look, I mean, Missouri has the best path because they don't have to win their conference or even finish second to get in. We know for KU or K-State, you either need to go into the title game of the conference probably undefeated, or in a position where you've already lost one or two, but you win the conference title game. Something like that is probably the combination that we're looking for KU or K-State to find themselves in. But I would truly be surprised, I'm with you, if one of them, and I'll be surprised if Missouri just doesn't get in. There's way too much talent there, and the schedule sets up really nicely for the Tigers heading into this year. And so it's pretty cool, though, that we had, no matter whether you're KU, K-State, or MU fan, each fan base should be pumped for this season.
They have one of the 10 most talented players in the country on their roster. Luther Burden is going to be a top 15 pick.
He could end up being top 10. He could end up going number 10.
He might be top 10, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm trying to be conservative just for the sake of the conversation.
I hear you.
Yeah, I do think there's a pretty good chance. He might be top 10, yeah, top 5 pick. There's a lot of good wide receivers again this year, but he's one of the most talented players in the entire league. And they don't have inexperienced bad quarterback play. They have experienced quarterback play. And based on the way the transfer portal has worked recently, we know that teams really value that, and there's a difference in where those teams succeed, and that's why those teams keep going after. It's why Ohio State goes after Scott, you know, like they go after Thompson. It's versus like just bringing in a 5-star blue chip recruit. I think these teams are valuing veteran quarterback play at times like that. So yeah, I think there's a chance. What chance would you put for all three? It would take KU and K-State playing in the Big 12 championship game together, and one would have to go undefeated and beat the undefeated one, and then they both make it in.
I
feels like a less than 1% chance.
I don't think that's happening.
I don't think that's happening. By the way, new 249 Miles of Football podcast is out today. We talked about it a little bit. We're previewing each of the three locals. Today was KU, and one of the things that I talked about today is that KU is, like, every school is built to make the college football playoff now, which I don't know if you can ever, I guess, say that for KU or K-State or Missouri, but the way that the expansion helps is that KU's built this year to make the college football playoff. And if they can, it'll be interesting to see where they're at in the AP top 25, because the coaches poll, I hate to say it, but it means absolutely nothing. The AP technically doesn't either, but the AP at least sets a standard for the college football playoff rankings, where if KU can get themselves into, if they can start 30th or better, them having an easier schedule, even though they have that, if they go 11-1 or 10-2, they can find themselves in a spot where maybe if they lost in the Big 12 title game, if they did make it for whatever reason, they could sneak their way in, but they need a lot of help to, the Big 12 needs a lot of help to get two teams in, I think.
Well, and the one thing we don't know yet, I agree with you, Drew, but what we don't know, we know how the system kind of ranks teams, but we don't know how it will. Look, I don't think they ever just go by the numbers. I think it's a little more complicated than that. Because last year, they didn't let in an undefeated team because they were without their starting quarterback. We don't know what kind of value they're going to put on, the same thing that fans put on. SEC football versus Big 12. If you are a two-loss team in the Big 12, are you better than a three- or four-loss team in the SEC, depending on the schedule they play?
I think the answer is already no.
The history has been they will favor the SEC.
I think the schedule matters a lot. So Missouri has the easiest schedule in the SEC out of anybody in the conference.
They should be 7-0.
I know Missouri fans don't like hearing that, but they have the easiest schedule, one of the easiest schedules in the entire conference. Say they go 10-2, but one of the losses is to, like, Arkansas. Them having two losses, that loss to Arkansas might keep them out of the playoff if you're comparing it to a 9-3 K-State team that lost to an undefeated Utah team, because K-State had to play Arizona and Oklahoma State, and you know, they have to play more of a gauntlet of a schedule, where I think Missouri can be in trouble if they lose two games. Depending on who they lose it to, they might actually get replaced by somebody else because of their schedule being a little bit easier.
Yeah, I just look at Missouri's schedule, though. And
they should be 10-2 at worst, and they probably should lose to Alabama.
7-0 to start the season?
Or Oklahoma. Gonna,
Murray State, Buffalo, 2-0. Boston College 3-0, 3-0. Vanderbilt 4-0, 4-0. A&M, a tougher game, but I think they should be fine. 5-0.
At home or on the road?
On the road. UMass is 6-0, 7-0 against Auburn. They should be 7-0 going into the Bama game. Let's say they lose that game.
Or 6-1.
Sure, but I think that's
6-1's a problem.
I actually think that's a problem, because if they're 6-1 going into that, then they drop to 6-2 if they lose. Then it puts that to me, they have to beat Bama
in Tuscaloosa.
And then they have Oklahoma. They don't have to win both those games. That's why I'm saying if they're 7-0 going into the Bama game, then they give themselves some leeway if they were to lose one or both against Oklahoma and Alabama.
They can't afford to lose to anybody other than A&M, Oklahoma, and Alabama.
I agree.
Yes,
I agree.
It's 100% accurate. But that's any college football year.
It used
to be that you couldn't even lose to that many. You could maybe afford to lose to one of those three.
Well, the easy thing to do is to look at Jalen Daniels' health and be like, well, he can't stay healthy for a whole year. Maybe he's representative of what KU is. But looking at Kansas on paper, right now, Jalen Daniels is healthy. Right now, they have one of the best running backs in the Big 12. They got seven starters on offense coming back, a really solid defense. Their schedule is one of the easiest in the country. And they don't have to play any of the big boys other than K-State in the conference. If KU goes 11-1, they're in the Big 12 title game, I think. You know, they legitimately can find their way. If Jalen Daniels is healthy for all 12 games, they will be in the Big 12 title game.
That's the big question. Is he healthy by the time they get to some of those middle of the road conference games? Because they open up against Lindenwood, Illinois, then UNLV, then West Virginia, then TCU.
West Virginia's a sketchy one.
And then it's Arizona State, Houston, and then K-State on October 26th. It's the same weekend the Chiefs are in Las Vegas taking on the Raiders. But, I think the path for all three locals, we could be sitting here in October, and, I mean, honestly, everybody should be 4-0, 3-0. I know that sounds crazy, but, like, they should all be 3-0, 4-0 by the time the calendar turns to October, all three locals.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
I'll be disappointed if any of them aren't.
We don't get that very often in this city. And I know that, like, sometimes you're like, well, you guys don't talk enough college sports. It's like, well, you know what the truth is? We don't want to isolate y'all. We don't want to just talk K-State football and then just bury the other two. Talk MU football and just bury the other two. We like it when our entire listening audience is invested in college football. This might be, now last year, I would say that that's the case. The Daniels thing is the most fascinating part about all of it. You know why? Because the simple reality is, you know, we were oversimplifying the Royals schedule a little bit for us earlier. Let's oversimplify Kansas. Over the last two seasons, when Daniels plays, they win. When they don't, he loses. The end. I mean, that's pretty much Kansas, right? In a nutshell, when he plays and he is healthy gold, they win. They win football games, a lot of football games, almost all their football games. When he doesn't play, they lose. So if he stays healthy for a full slate of college right. football, they're going to win a lot of football games. That's just a massive question mark, and it's a
Somebody on the text line said that Missouri's schedule is still more difficult than any of the Big 12. Absolutely. But that's why we're also saying Missouri could lose two or three games and still possibly get in.
But if they lose if they lose to Arkansas the last week of the season, and that makes them 10-2, they might get jumped by a team that's 9-3 in the SEC that has
tougher
schedule.
I still think wins should matter. You can't help what conference you're in either. You know, we're not in the SEC.
Correct.
If I lost two of my games and you lost three, and we're comparable. You know, shouldn't you get to be the third team?
Yeah, that's why I think it. I know that it matters how many wins you have, but who you lose to matters more than you winning one extra game if that win is against Boston College or Vanderbilt. Somebody said KU has no home games. Correct. They play on the road technically in every single game this year. That's two losses right there. If you look at their schedule,
I'm a KU alum, but let's not act like Lawrence was this unbelievable home field advantage.
And gold.
I mean, I went to school there, but let's not act like they're leaving the horseshoe and going to play in Cincinnati or something.
In their home games this year, they play Lindenwood. That's a win. UNLV, solid, but they lost a ton of players in the portal. Probably a win. TCU, they're projected to be in the bottom half of the Big 12. Houston, bottom half of the Big 12. Iowa State, potentially a loss. Colorado, projected to be middle of the road Big 12 or bottom half of the Big 12. So those are their home games. You know, I think that's the schedule is so favorable for Kansas. It literally is just Jalen Daniels and whether he can be healthy or not.
Obviously for Kansas State, Avery Johnson, explosive player, still not a ton of playing time.
That's a little bit of a
question there, and their schedule's tougher. But I think they're with Chris Klieman. I think we've seen enough. You know at minimum
what they're
going to be.
Yes.
You know at minimum what you're getting from a Chris Klieman coach team.
Them and Utah were picked in the preseason to be in
Utah's
the Big 12 title game.
Top 15 preseason poll, too. Utah's really good.
Salty.
Utah's really, really good, and it's going to be a fun year for all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
free local schools.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.